We're getting a lot of fluff out there in preaching because people think they know it. All right, so we got fear. This is the picture he's given me, so I want you to get this. He's got fear. The reason he's the judge and we're not the judge. The amount of fear that came into my life is nothing compared to the amount of fear that came into your life. The amount of fear that came into my life is nothing compared to the amount of fear that came into Marion's life. Nothing. Some people have been through such horrific things, it's unbelievable. So that's why he says, judge nothing before it's time. You might see horrible fruit for a season in someone's life because of the amount of fear that was strategically targeted at them. And so I just want to say this to encourage you. Don't get into condemnation. If it takes you your whole life to get to a level of freedom that somebody you know now already has, but you're hitting in that direction, you keep going in that direction. Because you're going to fall more and more in love with Jesus. You're going to get more and more free. And you're going to glorify God right where you're at. And when you hit the other side of heaven, you're going to be totally free. Amen? Amen? Amen. So don't get comparing ourselves. Don't get bent on, well, I've been doing this for 20 years and I'm not free yet. And no, if you're not freer than you were, something's wrong. Okay, if you're not freer and you're hearing the truth of God's word and you're not freer, then you need to make sure you're saved. No, I'm serious. There's people sitting in church who aren't saved, and you can hear all this, but if Holy Spirit's not in you, none of this works. Okay? So if you stay in the same thing forever, you might have a hidden knowledge of Christ. Go to church. Do everything according to, you may be the Pharisee of Pharisees and not know Christ. The key to knowing that you know Christ is there's a change that only he could have brought. I mean, that's the key. He will change us from glory to glory. If that's not happening, get saved. People struggle forever and ever with something focused on their sin and their addiction instead of on Christ, and then find out they're not saved. A woman came here, and she had a hyper-spiritual thing, really bad. Really bad hyper-spirituality. I mean, Jesus, blah, 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 blah. And she came, and she was eaten up with cancer. The last stages of cancer. And so I was ministering and praying, and the Lord said to me, she needs to be saved. I'm like, Lord, she goes to every conference. She's been in church. She doesn't know me. She needs to get saved. She's one of those who I'll have to say from her to her, away from me, work of iniquity, I don't know you. So go save her. So, okay. So I went up and said, you're not saved. I said, with authority and the power of God, and she got saved. Now, we all thought she was going to be healed because her countenance changed instantly. And we saw her at a conference like a week later, and she was dancing and running around. And we were like, wow, praise God. And then we were really amazed when about 6 months later, she died of the cancer. But the Lord's like, no. What you saw was the transformation of someone who knew me from someone who just said they knew me. And she's in heaven, and it's cool, and it's fine, amen. I mean, she could have kept coming to prayer lines and conference meetings, and if no one would hear the Lord and go to the heart of it, she would have really died not knowing Christ. You don't have to be afraid. If you think, maybe that's me, then ask him to come in and be Lord of your life. Mean it when you say it, and that settles it. Amen? Amen. It's not hard to get saved. It's not hard to get saved. It takes one time of meaning it. One time of meaning it. And then telling somebody you meant it. That's it. That's all it takes. And the telling part is not a work. If you can't confess it with your mouth, it didn't happen in your heart. Because if God comes into your life, you can't help but tell somebody with your mouth. Amen? You just can't shut it up. Because you got life in you for the first time ever. This isn't a formula. Nothing's a formula with God. Amen? It's not, I came to the altar call. I said to everybody, Jesus is Lord. No. That doesn't save you. It's when he comes in because you ask him in for real into your heart. And then out of your mouth, you can't help but to confess Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord is the fruit that you really had him come into your life. It's not the magic key that brought him into your life. Okay, anyhow. Nothing is a formula with God. Amen? Formulas are religion. So we don't want false strength. Okay? And we don't want victim. So there's two things there in that God has not given me a spirit of, but God has given me love and power. So I want Holy Spirit power, right? I want Holy Spirit power. So as I have more faith that comes from relationship with God, believing his word, trusting him, growing in him, falling in love with him, I get more love. I love him. I start to love me. I start to love everybody around me. I'm not using people. I don't need them to love me back. I just love. Amen? I just love. If you need them to love you back, it's not love. It's codependency, entanglement. Okay? Love just pours out. And love is directed by the Holy Spirit, and he shows you what to do, and love never fails. Love never fails. Faith that produces love never fails. Your loved ones will get saved. You need to increase your love. You need to increase your faith, which will increase your love, which will increase the power of your prayers and give you more relationship with, you know, revelation from God as to how to really pray and what to do, but you'll see it. Amen. Amen. Just know it. So we got to get free from false strength. And then the last one is sound mind, okay? We're talking about that. So the enemy takes bipolar. Look at all the unsoundness in our minds. So we need to, and we've talked about that here, and you, some of the things you've done when you've been in fear cause you to open your minds to delusions. You've opened your minds to fantasizing, which later on the enemy will probably fill it with unclean stuff. So you keep trying and trying not to look at pornography and trying and trying not to look at pornography, when truthfully you ought to go back and see where you opened up your mind to use your, to let the enemy use your mind as a hiding place. So if you used your mind as a hiding place to not listen to your parents screaming and yelling at each other, then you open that part of your mind called the imagination, which is the secret place of the Most High God that was created in us for our spirit mind to be.